Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I will be joined very shortly by Royce White. I just want to go to one more clip of the Supreme Court discussion that occurred today about birthright citizenship. And this just shows you how not fit for purpose our current system is. It is literally incapable of changing for the modern age, and it's going to destroy us if we don't, you know, figure this out and figure out a way to deal with this. Again, the proper way to deal with this would be for the Congress to actually go in and rewrite the 14th Amendment, abolish the 14th Amendment, write a new one just saying we're not doing birthright citizenship anymore. That's ridiculous. That was maybe fit for the 1860s, but we're in 2026, and it just genuinely doesn't make it. No other country in the world has this. So again, it's like, it's not like we're like, well, we got to figure out how to do that. How do we even do it if we're not doing birthright citizenship? It's like, well, why don't we just do what every other country in the world does? How about that for a start? Not that complicated, but we got to go through the Supreme Court, which I don't even understand anyway. So many of our problems have come from Congress and the Senate just giving up their power. In fact, I've got a video today of Speaker of the House of Congress, Mike Johnson, saying, well, Trump says it's not a war. He says it's a, you know, military operation. So, you know, we don't really have anything to say about it. We only come into effect when it's a war declaration. It's like, so you're giving up. You're surrendering your right to have a say over whether America goes to war. This isn't a matter of, you know, checks and balances. This is, you are abandoning your role as the check and balance. You are surrendering your prerogative to the executive. And the same thing happens with the Supreme Court. They, instead of writing laws, you know, allow the Supreme Court to basically write law from the bench. And even that is a little bit confusing because the Supreme Court will come out with decisions and then the liberals just ignore it. And it looks like it doesn't matter. I mean, they come out with a decision about, you know, you're not allowed to do DEI or affirmative action. And the colleges just openly say, we're still doing it. We're just calling it something different. And that's just allowed, apparently. It's a Supreme Court decision. They're violating it. Nothing happens. Happened again today. A judge blocked the Trump administration from terminating Biden-granted parole status for up to 900,000 immigrants. The Supreme Court decided that these little judges could not issue nationwide injunctions. But they do. They just keep doing it. So it's almost like, okay, even if the Supreme Court says that birthright citizenship is no longer legal, will the left even change their, I mean, they'll just keep giving out citizenship to whoever's here. They'll just act like it never happened. So this whole thing is broken. Let's go to clip 51. This is just how broken it is.
Based on Chinese media reports, there are 500 birth tourism companies in the People's Republic of China whose business is to bring people here to give birth and return to that nation.
Having said all that, you do agree that that has no impact on the legal analysis before us?
I think it's, I'd quote what Justice Scalia said in his Hamdan dissent, where their interpretation has these implications that could not possibly have been approved by the 19th century framers of this amendment. I think that shows that they've made a mess, their interpretation has made a mess of the provision.
Well, it certainly wasn't a problem in the 19th century.
No, but of course, we're in a new world now, as Justice Alito pointed out, to where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same Constitution.
It is. And as Justice Scalia said, I think in the case that Justice Alito was referring to, you've got a constitutional provision that addresses certain evils, and it should be extended to reasonably comparable evils. He said that about statutory interpretation. I think the same principle applies here, and I think we quote that in our brief.
Thank you. Justice.
So again, it's just like deliberate ignorance or something. I don't know how exactly to phrase it, but that phrase, it's a new world, but the same constitution. Yeah, that's a problem. That's like a really big problem. If these things that are occurring now were not foreseen by the people that wrote the laws, then you've got to change the law to fit with the modern reality. What the hell are you talking about? This is a problem. I mean, the Constitution is the greatest, you know, document ever written, but it's supposed to be updated. The point of the Constitution is it's supposed to be routinely updated to deal with a new situation. Robert seems not to think so. So 8 billion people, one plane ride away. Rob's just like, well, some guys wrote a law in 1868, so I guess they're all American.